94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
We have some friends from Connectus, I guess we'll say overall, hanging out with us in the studio today. I have Don, who's actually with MDOT, and then Sonia with Connectus. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Thanks for coming in to chat with me today. I'm going to roll right into it, if you don't mind. So through Connectus, Don, you work with MDOT, and you do this youth program that we're going to talk about today. First of all, what is the program called? Let's start there.
It's called the Youth Development Mentoring Program.
Okay.
It's a program for young men and women, 16 to 24 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a program that introduces them to opportunities for advancement in personal accountability, responsibility, teaching them about how to critically think,
mm-hmm.
how to analyze particular work situations and develop a plan of action, mm-hmm. and then see it through to fruition. So they're able to see an actual result in their activity.
I think it's something that would look great on their resume.
Oh, this is absolutely. Employers in this area, they very much respect the MDOT Youth Development Program participation. When they see that on their resume, they give them a hard look.
I'm going to rewind just a little bit here. Oh. For anyone who might not be familiar with what MDOT means, what is that?
Michigan Department of Transportation.
Okay. So this is a program that happens during the summertime. Tell me the details of how long they'll be working for you and what they might do.
This is only a summer program. It operates from 25 June and culminates the 17th of August.
Okay. How many kids can you take on?
This year I'll take on 66.
Holy cow. And I think I remember chatting with you at a job fair just a few weeks ago.
And we had 42.
You have the full responsibility of all 66 of these kids, right?
66 kids plus associated staff and other supervisors that I supervise as well.
What kind of things will the kids be doing?
We take care of all the rest areas in Southwest Michigan on I-94 and 196. We do brush clearing operations for visual obstructions for the Michigan Department of Transportation,
mm-hmm.
at their direction.
Okay. That's funny because you always rolling down the highway and down the sides of the roads and you wonder who's doing that stuff. So there's one of your answers for that.
Well, we do not work on the side of the roads, though. We do not pick up trash.
Okay.
We are strictly a culvert clearing operation, mm-hmm. visual obstructions and things that the normal road crews aren't able to get to. We are an additional asset.
I love it.
Yes. They do as well.
It sounds to me like not only do you put them to work, but you're teaching them lessons along the way.
Absolutely. All throughout the day, there are mentoring sessions to keep them aligned with how they are doing as individuals so they can measure their own growth by turning around and looking behind them,
yep.
and seeing the results of their good work.
Is this more of like an internship style of a thing, or is this a paid position?
Oh, it's a paid position.
It is paid. They
get paid. We work hard. We work hard for 3 days a week.
So this is a paid job opportunity for anyone between the ages of 16 to 24 who can apply.
Yes.
Okay.
And for 2 days a week, we actually have fun. We go and visit different venues, the John Ball Zoo, the Henry Ford, the Gilmore Car Museum, all kinds of educational and cultural outreaches as well. And they are paid to attend, and we pay for their admission.
Awesome. How often will I be working throughout the week?
5 days a week, Monday through Friday.
Okay. This is great. I mean, not only is this going to build some resumes, going to teach them experience as far as interview goes.
Absolutely.
And work-wise, they're working in teams alongside people that they've never met before. They're getting paid. I mean, it's a win-win-win. So if you are a grandparent or a mom or dad that's listening, get your 16 to 24-year-old on this.
Definitely.
How do I apply? What do I do?
They need to go to Indeed.com.
Okay.
And apply on the MDOT. And then they type in crew member, C-R-E-W member,
yep.
Benton Harbor.
Okay.
And it will bring them up to the location, and they apply from that point.
So you can go to Indeed.com, look for that MDOT position there, crew member.
Yes.
You have to have your application, your enrollment in by June 7th. That's coming up next week already.
By close of business.
Okay.
Of June 7th.
Now, are you the interviewee? Are you the one that interviews these applicants?
I interview, and I speak with every single applicant.
Now, this is a really highly sought after, I guess, position. As you said, 42 of them were already interested when I saw saw you.
That was prior. Last year.
Oh, okay, okay. How are
this
numbers
year
looking
is 66.
This year?
66. I have 365 applications.
Holy cow.
Currently.
So this is something that will, again, even better for your resume because of all these kids that you can take.
But it's a highly competitive.
Yeah.
And I tell them, everyone, to bring your A game. Do not come if you do not want to experience success.
All right, Don. Here's my question for you then. Knowing that you're my interviewee and that there's this many applicants, what do you suggest I come prepared for if I want to apply for this?
You need to have a 30-second elevator speech to tell me why you are the best potential applicant that I could ever interview.
Dang, that's tough. I don't even know if I could do that.
It is tough. but every year they rise to the occasion.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's the cool thing about people that want success.
Okay. Well, if you are looking for a job this summer, or you know someone who is between the ages of 16 to 24, you have until June 7th. That's coming up quick to get your application in, and then you'll be interviewing with Don himself here. So go to Indeed.com. Where can we keep up with, maybe I have a student that might be interested in years to come. Where should we keep up with this?
Go to their guidance counselor in your high school. Each of the 27 schools in Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties, I am in. Mm-hmm. All of the counselors know me and know my contact information.
Mm-hmm.
We will have actually people from different schools coming and doing site visits to see what their students are experiencing in the actual workplace.
Cool. I wish this was something that I knew about when I was between the ages of 16 and 24, but now I'm too old. So
you're only 25.
Yeah, right. Wink, wink. All right. Well, thanks for coming in, Don. And we might have you stick around for a recap, so just kind of listen in. But right now, I'll throw it to you, Son, if you don't mind. Maybe I am, like I said, over the age of 24 and I'm looking for a job. Can we talk about some of the job fairs that you're going to be offering the next few months?
Sure. Yeah, we have monthly job fairs the second Wednesday of every month. So our next one's coming up on June 13th, mm-hmm. 4 to 6 at the Conexus building in Benton Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
It's a free event for not only the job seekers, but the employers as well.
All right, let's dig into that a little bit further. For anyone who's unfamiliar with Conexus and where you're located, it's pretty much right downtown Benton Harbor.
Yep.
And that's where these job fairs take place. Yeah, nice big parking lot, so you can park there and just walk on in.
Yep.
What time do these happen the second Wednesday of the month?
4 to 6.
4 to 6, okay. Yes. What should I bring if I want to look for a job?
I would bring your resume and then just come prepared to interview.
Yeah. I mean, you'll be right on the spot meeting these people that are looking for their people to work for them. So come prepared is almost like you're going to an interview, right?
Right.
Now, what if I am hiring and I would like to attend? What should I do?
Go to the Conexus website. KINEXUS.org.
Conexus.org. So just to do a general recap, does that happen just over the summertime? Do you do that each month? How does that work?
That's year-round.
Wow. Yeah. So there you go. Now you can you don't have an excuse to at least say you didn't go and try. Is it just a variety of different places in town that you have there? But how many do you see each month?
We see about 60 job seekers each month, give or take a little bit, depending on the weather. And then just a variety of employers.
Okay, very good. So. Now, I know you also brought me a little bit of extra, in case anybody does not have a resume prepared for one of these job fairs. You guys offer workshops that include resume building and a few other things that are going on through the summer. Can we touch base on what those are?
Sure. We have weekly workshops. We have a level one resume workshop.
Mm-hmm.
Then we also have a professional resume and cover letter workshop. So if you already have a resume, you just want to spruce it up a little bit, that one's the one you want to go to. We also have interview skills and communicating with employers, which would be really helpful as well.
Which you should go and take if you are planning on interviewing with Don.
Right, yes.
Keep going.
So then we also have a Managing Money Wisely. That's another weekly workshop we offer. So those are all weekly workshops. Contact us at Conexus for more information on times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so those are, you do these weekly.
Yep.
So you can always just put this down on your agenda if you can't make the week. You're always doing them from week to week. Are these all posted somewhere where we can see all these easily?
They're all posted on our website.
Okay. Conexus.org. Conexus.org. So if you head to Conexus.org, you can learn more about all the events that they do to not only help you find a job if you're looking for it, or if you're looking for people to work for you. So make sure you head there and check that out. I want to do just an overall general recap of everything that we just covered today real quickly. Don, June 7th. That's our day that we have to have our applications in if we want to work for you.
Absolutely.
And then tell me when the start date would be for that MDOT program for the youth.
The crew leaders begin the 18th of June. The crew members begin the 25th of June.
Okay. And that goes through?
Through the 17th of August.
It is a paid position.
34 hours a week.
Okay. And I can't apply.
You could have heard me.
That That is for 16 to 24 year olds. Look for that position posted at Indeed.com. Type in MDOT crew member. Make sure you have that in by June 7th. And then, of course, if you would like to either attend this job fair, is there any guidelines or specific if I want to come there and seek out people to work for me? Or, you know, how do I get registered to be there at those job fairs that you guys hold at Conexus, that Benton Harbor site?
Go to Conexus.org.
Okay, Conexus.org. Otherwise, tell me the details on all of that one more time if I just want to go there and maybe seek what might be open if I'm looking. Second Wednesday of each month.
Yep.
Four to six.
Yep.
Come dress nice. Bring my resume. Yep. And then maybe if you want even additional skills to go along with that, go to one of your weekly shops that you offer. When you offer those weekly shops, where do those typically take place at?
At the Benton Harbor Conexus location.
Okay, cool. Anything else that you need to find? I'm sure Mary would be very happy to, you know, reach out to you. That's who you normally hear. She's also sitting here with me, right, Mary?
Yes. Thank you for having us today, Lindsay. Yeah. We really appreciate it.
And I can always get you in contact with either her or someone at Conexus. So email me. Let's talk at WSJM.com. Otherwise, I think it's easy to just follow you guys on social media or check out the website.
Yes, do follow us on social media. And if you want to call us and ask any personal questions to our talent or our business staff, do call 269-927-1064 and we'll get you connected.
Very cool. Well, it's a pleasure chatting with all of you. Thanks for coming to tell me all the details and keeping things moving here in Southwest Michigan, guys.
Thanks,
Lindsay. Thank you.
Thanks, Lindsay.
Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay. Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.